The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Daf Tes. The Gemara on Daf Tes discusses various ladies who have the status of Mesulekas Domin. Mesulekas Domin means that although a regular lady has a Rias Dam, she sees Dam once a month, periodically, but a lady who's in these stages of life, these four stages of life that are called Muslekas Dam, is not expected to have a regular period once a month. Of course, if she does have a regular period and she sees Dam, she becomes a regular Nida, with all the same dinim and yisurim that apply to any lady who's a Nida. However, we can be more meko in the halachas of Vestas by a lady who's Muslekas Dam. The concept of Vestas is that because Chazal did not want to run the risk that the dam would come, that a period would come at a bad time, they tried to predict when the period is most likely to come, and they said that certain halachas apply at those times. First of all, that the husband and wife cannot be together at those times, that Chazal predicted that the period might come. And they also said that an isha, a lady, is mukhlif to do a bedika, she's mukhlif to do an internal inspection at those times, called Vestas, to verify if her period came, to see if dam started to come. A lady is Mesulekas Damim, that means that if she had a period, but she's Mesulekas Damim, it's a chiddush, it's a surprise that she had a period at this time, because she's really Mesulekas Damim, she's removed from the same dam, she's not expected to see now. So it's probably a fluke. We're not so concerned that it's going to happen again at the same time next month, about a month later. And therefore, we can be more makelik, more lenient in the rules of Vestas for such a lady. One of these four ladies who's Mesulekas Damim is Muberes, a lady who's during pregnancy. During pregnancy, a lady is Mesulekas Dam. She's not expected to have a period at that time. Therefore, we can be more meko, we can be more lenient in the rules of Vestas. Now, at which point in pregnancy does the status of Mesulekas Dam begin? So, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara really discusses in the Baal Mechassim Abayis, that it's only Mishahuka Ubra. It's only after the first trimester. During the first trimester, a lady did not have the status in the olden days of Mesulekas Damim. That means that it was not a surprise. It was not considered a surprise for her to have a period at that time, for the see Dam at that time. And therefore, we cannot be more lenient in the rules of Vestas for her. However, the last 6 months of the pregnancy, she was considered Mesulekas Damim. She was considered removed from seeing Dam. It was unexpected that she would see Dam. And therefore, we can more make or more lenient in the rules of Vestas for her. And indeed, that's how the Halacha is Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch, and Simkuf Pedal Tzav Zayin, and Simkuf Petes, Sif Lama Gimel, and Sif Lama Dalad, and Muberes, Va'achu Gimel Chadosh and Libura, beginning 3 months into the pregnancy, Mishahuka Ubra, once we reach the stage that she's already showing, approximately 3 months in, at that point we become more lenient in her Vestas. We don't have to worry about her old Vestas, there's more coolers in regards of creating new Vestas, if she does see down by that point, there's certain leniences that apply in regards to Vestas. The question is how to deal with this nowadays, because nowadays, everybody knows that biologically, that the Metzius is that from the beginning of pregnancy, a lady does not have a period. In fact, having a period cannot coexist with a pregnancy. Those two things are contradictory to each other. A period comes from the fact that that she did not conceive during that cycle. During a pregnancy, there's no such thing as a lady having a period. So it seems clear that the Metzius has changed nowadays. The Shtanu HaTivim is the expression that's usually used for this, that the Teva has changed. And therefore the question is, what happens nowadays in terms of Vestas in the beginning of pregnancy? We said that in the olden days, so for the last 6 months they were lenient in terms of the rules of Vestas. For the first 3 months they still took it very seriously. Nowadays that a lady typically does not see at all during pregnancy. So do we have to keep Vestas in the first 3 months, or do we say that we no longer have to, because nowadays from the beginning of the pregnancy she's already Mesulekas Dam, she's removed from seeing Dam, she's not expected to see. So we find already in the Tshuva Sabach that he was agreeable to the fact that nowadays, since they don't see it from the beginning of pregnancy, so nowadays you don't have to worry about the Vestas from the beginning of pregnancy, right away from the beginning. So if she had a vest from before, a vest kavua, or a vest she'ena kavua, whatever it was from before the pregnancy, and now they found out that she's muberes, that she's expecting, so she already does not have to worry about those Vestas that she had from before the pregnancy, because we don't expect her to see. There's a tshuva snor to be Yehuda, and Evan Ezer, where he seems to argue on this, but he's not really arguing on this. He argues on this idea, basically because he says that people, it is a common thing that ladies do see during pregnancy, that they do see the first few months. He says you speak to doctors in the big city, you find out that's a normal thing. They do see blood the first part of the pregnancy. But it seems to me that he's agreeable with the fact that if we could prove that the Metzius is and the Teva is that ladies don't see in the beginning of pregnancy, he would be agreeable with the fact that he would be agreeable with what the Bach says, that there's no Vestas even from the beginning of pregnancy. He just seems to feel that the Metzius was in his days, based on speaking to doctors, that they did see in the beginning of pregnancy. Only later on did they stop seeing, just like it was in the times of the Gemara or in the times of Shulchan Aruch. However, if it will be proven, like we know nowadays, the facts are they don't see from the beginning of pregnancy, he would be agreeable to the fact that there's no vestus in the beginning of pregnancy. So the Bach is lenient about this, and the Yehuda also, in concept, is really lenient about this. On the other hand, there's a Tshuva of Kveger in Madur Kamach, Hilgal, Simakuf Chalches, where he seems to say that we don't say Nishtanu Ativim, and since the Halach is the first 3 months is vestus, and we expect them to see the Dam during the first 3 months of the pregnancy, this Halach still applies nowadays. Now, there are some who say that if you look at the Tshuva's Kveger inside, it's not a raya. It does not prove that your Kveger feels that you have to keep the halachas of vestus in the first 3 months. The case over there was about a 20-year-old bacher who wanted to get married, and there's some questions about his background. There's a question maybe he was a mamzer. And Kveger is working very hard in that case to try to prove that we don't have to be afraid he's a mamzer, and he's mutalov b'kol, he's allowed to marry a regular Jewish girl. And in the process of a Kveger working very hard in order to find a heter for this bacher to get married, and there's some question about what was going on with his mother, at which point she saw when she went to the mikvah, when her husband was around, when he wasn't around. So Kveger says that we have the right to say that the first 3 months of pregnancy, a lady does see dam, and a lady would be going to the mikvah. And therefore, if she went to the mikvah at 9 months before he was born, and the husband was not around at that time, does not prove that he was a mamzer. It could be that she really had conceived a month earlier from her husband, and it was a long pregnancy. She was overdue by the time she gave birth, and the fact that she's going to the mikvah 9 months before she gave birth, even though the husband wasn't around, it's because she bled during pregnancy. Like it was in the olden days, that lady saw dam during the first trimester, during the first 3 months of her pregnancy. So Kveger is working very hard in order to find a heter for this bacher to get married, and to say that does not have to be considered as a mamzer, and that's why Kveger says that the ladies do see in the first 3 months of pregnancy. But it does not mean that Kveger would say that we have to keep vestus during the first 3 months of pregnancy just because of the way things were in the olden days. The Bach is definitely Mekel in our case, and the Yehuda would seem to go that way as well. And the Kveger is questionable whether there's a raya from Kveger to contradict that or not. Ramosha discussed this in a few Tshuvas Nigris Moshe. Ramosha is dealing in our times, in America post-war. He certainly knew the facts the way they are nowadays, that the ladies don't see from the beginning of the pregnancy and on, and it would not make any sense for a lady to have a period during pregnancy, even during the first trimester. And indeed, Ramosha, in one Tshuva near Dei Chil Gimel, he seems to say over there that really there's no vestus from the beginning of the pregnancy, and if a day of vest does come up after she finds out that she's muberes, he says, I really don't have to worry about the vestus. He says that, l'chadchila she should do a bedika then. We said one of the halachas that applies during a time of vest is that a lady is expected to do a bedika and turn on inspections. He says, l'chadchila do the bedika. But if he forgot to do it, but yeah, we don't have to worry about it. It doesn't seem that Ramesh holds as any strict regulations applying at this time. He basically holds the shtanu tivim, and that no rules of vestus apply during pregnancy based on the fact that she saw before the pregnancy. However, in a different shuva, in your day, it's written in your day, chilak dal, it's simon yud zayin, igus moshe chilak ches, but it's actually the shuva that's written to Shimon Ader Zatzal from Lakewood, and it's printed in the back of Shimon Ader, or the English Sefer Nuchas Nida, in the back he printed the original shuva for Moshe and Lashon Kodesh, and that shuva, look inside Rabbi Ader Sefer, as well as igus moshe, you see there a moshe, he was noita lahokal, the whole shuva looks like he was leading to a meko, like the opinion of the Bach, and really, the Yehuda would really hold also, and say that if a vest comes up during pregnancy, one does not have to worry about it if it's based on a period that she had before the pregnancy. But the other Moshe is not Mekel, and he says that really you should keep the Dim of the vest during pregnancy. He's not really Mekel the Maisa. So we have a stira, contradiction between two different Tshuvas and the Gris Moshe. Do we have to worry about vestus during the first trimester of pregnancy? Do we not have to worry about vestus during the first trimester of pregnancy because things are different nowadays? Indeed, in your day, Chilak Dalad, Simon Yud Dalad, there it's printed in Moshe's notes that I wrote in the Sa'iv of Shulchan Aruch from these Simonim, from Kufbe Gimel through Kufbe Ches and Shulchan Aruch Yeradeya, and for there also seems that his Mako is lenient about it. It's really not clear. I heard from Shmuel First, Shnita from Chicago, he said that he once discussed with Ramosha, and Ramosha was lenient, and Ramosha was Mekel, and said, you don't have to worry about vestus at all during pregnancy. And he actually said that he once met Shimon Ader walking out of Ramosha's apartment. He asked Rabbi Ader, what did you discuss with Ramosha today? So Rabbi Ader said that he asked Ramosha, the stira, the tshuva is a Gris Moshe. One place is a Gris Moshe, Ramosha's to be Mekel. But the tshuva is written to Rabbi Ader, Ramosha's not really Mekel. And says, you should be keeping it. You do have to keep the halachas of vestus when it comes up during the first trimester of a pregnancy. So Rabbi first said, he asked Rabbi Ader, so what did Ramosha answer? What did he say? So Rabbi Ader said that Ramosha answered, Zodosain and Zodosain. This should be true and this should be true. This tshuva is true and this tshuva is true. Which means, basically, that there's a time and place for everything. The Ramosha wrote both tshuvas, because in the certain circumstances, once you're a meko and lenient and after about vestus to begin pregnancy. But in certain cases, maybe Ramosha said, you should l'chadchila be machmer, or maybe more l'chadchila, you should think seriously the rules of vestus during pregnancy. The Ramosha wrote the stodim l'kan l'kan. And you can go in different circumstances based on, I guess, the psak of your rov, whether you should be lenient or you should be strict about this halach. There are other paiskim who are mekel. I feel from the beginning of pregnancy that there's no vestus. And Aruch Sabenu, they say a story with the Chaznish. There was a young man who got married and he achieved the pregnancy, and he thought that there's no vestas during pregnancy of a chlal, or he made a mistake, and he was mekel, and he was lenient, he was together with his wife at a time that really should have been a vest based on their periods from before the pregnancy, and he got very scared that he did something wrong, and he went to the chaznish. And the chaznish said, no, don't worry about it. Once you have a pregnancy, nowadays we know once it's a pregnancy, you don't have to worry about it anymore. There's no rules of vestas, so you don't have to separate the times of the vest. And the Yidupah, the Sefer Aruch Sabinu, said he was afraid to print this kul of Machaznish, because it seems still connected to Chuvah Kveger. Kveger says that we don't say Nishtan Otivim. We don't say things have changed nowadays. But he said that Reb Chaim Kanievsky encouraged him to print it. The Chaznish had the right to pass on such a thing. Chaznish had the right to be Megal. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky encouraged him to print it. So it seems clear, the story seems to be an after the fact type of story, that this person got scared and came to the Chaznish. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky seems to feel this, the Psak of the Chaznish, the Chatchilo. And nowadays, once you achieve a pregnancy, you don't have to worry about Vestas anymore. On the other hand, you look at Amos the Yankov, the ring from Van Kametzka, he was not Mekel. Seems they felt that it is normal to see, to have some bleeding during the beginning of a pregnancy, which is a little bit hard to understand. A period definitely doesn't take place at that point. There are some who have some staining or some bleeding at the beginning of the pregnancy. It's usually not a good sign about the health of the pregnancy. Very often it clears up when the pregnancy does make it. But it's interesting that Bianca Kamenetsky would associate that with the regular bleeding that we make a vest from. But in any case, Bianca Kamenetsky was not Mekel. The Chazish was Mekel. Or Moshe is not clear. In some places he was Mekel. In some places he wasn't. So one should ask a shah about their own rov. But it's important to point out that in most cases, this whole shah does not come in the Geya. Why not? Because usually one does not know about a pregnancy until after the vest came and pass. If the vestas came and pass and she didn't see, so they go out and they buy a pregnancy test. If it comes out positive, so they know that she's expecting. So at that point, the vestas are usually behind us. It's usually nothing to worry about anymore. The most common vest that could come up once someone knows, once someone has a positive pregnancy test result, is if one is machba the sheet of the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir is of the opinion that if one has a long cycle, a long aflogo, and after it's a short cycle, a short aflogo, that in the future, not only do they have to keep the short cycle, they also have to keep a longer cycle. For example, let's say a lady had a 34-day cycle, 34-day aflogo, and the next month she had a 28-day cycle, 28-day aflogo. The following month, besides keeping 28 days from her most recent period, she also has to separate 34 days from the most recent period until she proves that she's not a person who sees at 34 days. So if a lady had, let's say, a 34-day cycle, and then she had 28, 31, 29, she still hangs on to that 34. So this, it can happen very often, that she takes a pregnancy test and it comes up positive and still didn't knock out that large number, that 34, something like that. So in that case, so maybe some place can feel that we have to keep the sheet of the Beis Meir and Iker Adin as a real psak. But many of those who are machber and keep the sheet of the Beis Meir and they still keep this big aflog, they still retain this big cycle until they knock that out also, many people are only doing a Beteris Chumra as a Chumra. And since they're only doing it as a Chumra, so under these circumstances, where nowadays we know that ladies don't really have periods during pregnancy at all, and we know many poskim, the Chaznish, and possibly Ramosha, Ramekel, and said you don't have to keep vestas during pregnancy based on a period that happened before the pregnancy. So since you're only keeping the Beis Meir as a Chumrah, this large cycle only keeping it as a Chumrah, so then you could in this case, you could drop it entirely and say that nowadays, the Shtan Otivim, the Metzias is different. There's no reason to be afraid she's going to see. We already have a positive pregnancy test result. She's already expecting. And you wouldn't have to worry about it at all. So on a practical basis, you know, it's not shalom the Gemara, but today's day and age, doesn't really come into play too much, because usually one only knows about a pregnancy once they already passed the vestas, and in terms of the question of the Beis Meir, that large cycle they still have left, most who keep it are only keeping it as a chumrah. Since they're only keeping it as a chumrah, once you know about the pregnancy, you don't have to worry about it anymore at all. So what does come up? The question is, what if a lady does have some bleeding during pregnancy, and it's enough bleeding, enough staining, enough bleeding, that caused her to become usher? So we know it's not a regular period. It's usually something not so great about the pregnancy. It might be subchorionic bleeding or something like that, which very often ends up in a miscarriage or whatever you want to term it, DNC she has to have, but the pregnancy has not survived. But very often, the pregnancy does survive and continues further. In the meantime, she became Osir because she had this bleed. It was enough dam, the Harov Paschal, that she's Osir. And she had to wait 5 days, make Hafsek Tyra, count Zainakim, go to the mikvah, and she was Osir for 12 days, or what have you. And now comes a month later, a month after she had this bleed. So do we have to keep vestas from this? Because really the halacha that says in Shulchan Aruch is that if a lady does have a period during a time that she's Muberes, which is a surprise, but if she does have a period of time that she's Muberes even after 3 months, so the halacha is you do have to keep Vesh and the Kavuva, you do have to keep the same day of the month next month, the Vesh Tachadish, Vesh Tafloga. Because it happened once, maybe it will happen again. Maybe there's some other dynamic we make about, it's not going to play a role like Vesh Kavuva, you won't have to keep on the bainness, but a simple Vesh and the Kavuva you will have to keep. So what happens? Someone has subchorionic bleeding, she becomes Osir from it, a month later on that day does she have to keep any dinner vest. So really, there's another way to Emeko on this halacha and say you don't have to keep any vestas. It's based on the Shach, Simakuf Peites, Simakuf Memches, that says that if we know there was an outside factor, Pizza, it talks about, comes up with the Gemara, but if it was an outside factor that we know caused this period to come about at the time that it did, so you don't have to keep the regular Vesta Chodesh and the regular Vesta Flog of it a month later, because we know it was brought about by the outside factor, and it's not a typical period that came naturally based on the body cycle. So here also, this is a bleed, something went wrong in the pregnancy, it's not a regular natural cycle that took place, and therefore a month later there's room to make, and one would not have to keep a Vesta Smith. From Shmuel first discussed with him, he passed like that as well. And anybody who comes to get, hopefully never come to get to anybody. Everyone should have happy, healthy pregnancies, 9 months without any bleeding, and be mutter the whole time, be healthy all the time, and give birth to a healthy baby in the end. But somebody does have any bleeding during pregnancy, they should ask their Rav to find out if it's enough dam to render them usher or not. If it's enough dam to render them usher, they should ask a shah by their own Rav to find out if they have to keep any vestas from it a month later.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.